Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome you to Angel Healing House Radio. My name is Candy Hoff, and through my business, Angel Healing House, which can be found at angelhealinghouse.com, I'm a writer and an author, an international radio host, a licensed Reiki master teacher, and an angel practitioner. My inspirational book, called Angels of Faith, is about my two near-death experiences. And it contains the fact, as far as I'm concerned, that we do not die and that we are divine and eternal. Through Angel Healing House, I help people to let go of sadness, anger, bitterness, resentment, and regret that has kept them locked in the prison of the past and kept them merely reacting to life. I help them let go of worry, stress, and control, which has kept them focused on an imagined future, on things that haven't happened and probably won't happen. And once they are no longer living in the past or the future, they can start to live in the only moment that is available to live in, which is the nanosecond of the now. It's only in the present moment where synchronicities, miracles, and magic can occur. Now, as an angel practitioner, I help people to rise above their lives, see it from a higher perspective, to clearly see the negative patterns and destructive habits that have caused them to sabotage and limit their lives. I do this with the help of a very large, extraordinary group of angels who are called the Posse. They have a very funny sense of humor. They're extremely loving and compassionate. They give very down-to-earth, practical advice that people can very easily translate to create bliss, joy, balance, and peace in their lives. So like my Posse of Angels, I'm very excited to take some of your calls for free angel advice. So if you'd like to have some of that free angel advice, you can call the show on 646-716-6794. Again, that call-in number for that free angel advice is 646-716-6794. But before we get to those phone callers, I'll say hello again and welcome to Angel Healing House Radio. I'd like to thank my listeners for listening in, whether it's on the computer, by phone, or perhaps you're listening to my archive shows on the Blog Talk Radio site. And there are lots of shows to choose from, as they number more than 72 so far. Or maybe you've downloaded the show for free from iTunes. So you can either listen live every Tuesday morning at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, or whenever it's convenient to your schedule. No matter when you're listening, it's great to have you along. I'd also like to say a very heartfelt thank you to all my followers who have pushed the follow button underneath my smiley face on the Blog Talk Radio site and are receiving reminders of all Angel Healing House radio programs. And if you have taken a shine to myself and the insights of the Posse of Angels, I would absolutely love it if you would take a look at my Angel Healing House Facebook page. And if it gives you a giggle or you're inspired by what you read there, I'd love it for you to give it a like. Now, now, just this past week has been an enormous week for many people, and I would just like to acknowledge the phone callers that we have. If you're a regular listener, and you know that I like to take about 20 or 25 minutes or so to speak about our topic of the day before taking your phone call, so please do hang on the line for that free angel advice. And today's topic is take inspired action. So just this past week, I had the opportunity to take just such inspired action myself. Now, God and the angels know how much I absolutely adore bringing forth messages from the posse of angels and my guides, and I've asked them to allow me to do this in whatever way or how would be the greatest good for myself and the greatest good of all concerned in God's timing, not in my timing. And then I live joyously in the present moment so that I can clearly see the signs, the signals, and messages that God sends me in order to fulfill my desires. Well, I certainly was joyous on Monday as I was preparing to go to a live taping of the show, The Voice, which my husband works on. Now, before I left, I heard the angels clearly say, before I left the house to go to The Voice, take more brochures. It was at that point that I remembered that I had completely run out of brochures in my purse. Grabbing a handful of brochures, I then went to The Voice. As I was waiting to file in with the rest of the family and friends, my intuition took particular notice of a woman who had an uncanny resemblance to my mother. And when we were told to get in line, there was a rush to line up. Something told me to step out of the crowd and just go to the front of the line. As people were still milling around, I went directly to the front, and lo and behold, this lady was standing there. We began to make small talk as then we walked to the set and to the soundstage. As we spoke, messages from the posse of angels started coming through for her, and I told her that she was about to embark on a very new life across water and that she was in the last stages of going through something very challenging in a relationship. I also told her, do not worry, as everything will turn out fine. Just keep believing and just keep taking inspired action. She began to get goosebumps and asked me what I did. I handed her one of my brochures, and she said, I cannot believe that you just told me that you're an angel practitioner, as I was asking God to send me somebody who works with the angels to help me. She said, do you have more brochures that I could give to others? By the end of the show, we were truly reconnected kindred spirits. And she said that she will call for a session. And as a matter of fact, in the interim this past week, she came for a remarkable cathartic session. She was so yearning to put the past behind her and to experience a whole new beginning. Now, the posse of angels was reminding all of us that we are on a need-to-know basis in regard to the next step on the path of the fulfilling of our wishes and our intentions. And the more we take inspired action, the more we will be rewarded with those signs and signals as to when to take next step forward, the next inspired action. Now, the posse of angels wants us to know that this is a very important topic and to remind all of us about the extraordinary eclipse energies of April, May that are assisting us to step forward and take that inspired action. On April 25th, we experience a lunar eclipse and on May 10-11, we experienced a solar eclipse. Now, the lunar eclipse is very important as it brings endings about so that new beginnings can start. They shine a light on what we need to leave behind in order for us to grow, in order for us to have that new beginning. This can be anything from bad habits to poor diet, and not exercising, negative ways of thinking, and it can literally mean leaving dishonoring work, careers, or letting go of dishonoring people in our lives. And solar eclipses, well, they shine a light on new possibilities in order for us to take action and to move forward. And these new possibilities are usually big events, things like marriages, birth, a big move in location, the signing of business contracts, being offered a new job opportunity, a new connection coming into your life, being published for some, purchasing a home, or signing a legacy, or signing contracts, as I said, or inheritance papers. And although eclipses can make us feel very, very uncomfortable, as they do shake up our lives, as they force us to move and grow beyond our current state, we're much better for their effect afterwards. Okay, now the Posse of Angels is chiming in again. They're showing me a vision, actually, of a bridge. And they're saying that from April 25th lunar eclipse, many of us have felt as if we were leaving behind an old path and stepping onto a bridge to a brand new, better path. And as we stepped forward, although we might have taken a quick look behind us, we knew that there was no turning back as our destiny was waiting for us to step forward. Remember that the news that we receive around eclipses is anything but subtle. And how this big news comes into our lives? Well, it can be very unexpected. It can come from a very surprising source and come completely out of the blue. And many times the way things come to us can be so uncanny, synchronistic, and magical, as that we are in awe of how it ever happened in the first place. But whether we perceive these happenings as something good for us or something bad for us, they are occurring because the universe always has a grander, much more expansive vision for our lives. You know, we are, as humans, so much stuck in our linear way of thinking rather than our expansive way of thinking with our hearts. Many that have felt stuck and unable to move forward during this eclipse period will be propelled forward into action with the occurrence of these huge events and be able to do things that they never thought they could because of the newly presented opportunities and connections that the solar eclipse will start to shine a light on. And with these huge events that are going to open up, how does one truly know if they're ready to step forward and take action? Well, the Posse of Angels, they are chiming in and they want to remind us that if we have drawn a huge event to ourselves, it's because we've not only unconsciously and consciously asked for it, but we've prepared ourselves along the way and equipped ourselves with everything that we need physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually to step forward and succeed. And that's what a lot of people don't realize. If something is presented to you in your life, it had to have come from somewhere. It came from your thoughts. It came from your words that you speak. It came from your feelings in your heart. And all of these things are energies, and you would have had to put some focus and an attention on it, and then that goes out into the ethers, that goes out to the universe, and God and the angels then know what you put your focus and attention on and what things to bring to you. So things don't just happen out of the blue. And that's why we must take accountability and responsibility for our thoughts, the words that we use, and the feelings in our heart, because they are so powerful. And although these big things that are bringing in a huge wave of excitement for many as the solar eclipse shines that very powerful light on those new connections and those new opportunities, where this wave will finally take us has everything to do with taking inspired action, because these things can show up, but it's not until we make movement forward, we take that inspired action, that that can spark the next wave of signs and signals for the fulfillment of our desires to be presented to us in order to take the next step of inspired action in our lives. You know, listeners, I remember back in 2003. This was 3 months after my walk-in experience, my spiritual awakening. I began to notice that there was an uncanny amount of references to Reiki around me. Now, I didn't even know what Reiki was at the time. One of my staff members, I used to own a coffee shop, actually. This was pre-awakening. And one of my staff members was speaking about learning Reiki, and he was telling everybody about the extraordinary effects it had on opening his psychic awareness. In addition to this, I overheard a conversation between two ladies while I was standing in a grocery store line, and one happened to mention the word Reiki and Reiki sessions. And then the young woman who I went to get a massage just asked me out of the blue. She was massaging my back, and she said, "Do you do Reiki?" And I said, "Reiki? I've heard that word before. I'm not sure what it is." And she said to me, "Reiki's going to become really important to you." Now, I didn't know it at the time, listeners, but she was a clairvoyant. She was an intuitive, and she was reading me when she was doing my massage. Well, with each reference that I had to Reiki, it brought shivers in, shivers of confirmation up and down my body and an excited feeling within. It was 1 week later, after all of these references and these signs had been given to me, that I bumped into a nurse that I knew, and I'd not seen her for 6 months. Now, unbeknownst to me, she never told me that she was also a clairvoyant and a Reiki master teacher. When she saw me, she said, "You have been through an enormous spiritual shift, and I am being given messages to teach you Reiki." I was so excited. These shivers of confirmation went up and down, and I knew that I needed to take inspired action. I needed to step forward, and that I had drawn the teacher that I needed to myself. I studied and received my 2 degrees of Reiki, the traditional Isui discipline, the Japanese, and also I went on to study Seshem Sekhem, which is, some would say, an Egyptian discipline, but it has a different energy and it has different symbols. And yes, I do teach both. And even though many Reiki practitioners take years and years to start their own Reiki practice, I felt compelled by God to take inspired action. The very next day, after I received my attunements and my degrees in both my disciplines of Reiki, I went straight down to the council, to the city, a chamber, and I applied for and received a business license. I went out and I bought a massage table, and synchronistically, the young woman that had given me the massage was going overseas, and I asked if I could buy her massage table, and she sold it to me for a very cheap price. I printed brochures, I printed business cards and flyers, and I started my business, Angel Healing House. Now, the funny thing, listeners, is that my excitement, my inspired action produced such energetic abundance that without any advertising, just by word of mouth, clients started to find me, book sessions, and then happily, joyously referred and recommended me to others. Now, the Posse of Angels, they're showing me a vision. They're showing me the cover of Kevin Costner's movie, Field of Dreams, in which he hears the words, build it, and they will come. In reference to him turning his cornfield into a baseball field, by stepping forward in faith and taking inspired action, faith makes prayer work. Prayer does not make faith work. By having enough faith in ourselves and God to take that inspired action, we show the universe what is most important for us, and then the universe will then know what to bring to our party. You know, when I've read for many people or had sessions with them, and the universe asks them, what do you want? What do you desire? And they say that they don't know. The client says they don't know what they desire. And I can see their angels standing around them with their arms folded as they're saying to the person, do something, do anything so that we know in which area, which people to help you with the fulfillment of your desires. But if you don't make your desires known, they certainly can't help you. And if there's one thing that we can rely on totally, is that the universe is ever moving. The universe is ever changing. And it doesn't like stagnancy. I mean, you can see it in the rhythms and the changing of nature, you know, of nature with spring and summer and autumn and fall and rebirth, and then going quiet in autumn and the stillness of winter, and then out of that comes the burst of spring and the summer harvest. So the universe absolutely adores movement. It adores change. It adores that movement forward, that when we do take movement forward, and it loves and encourages growth and expansion. You know, listeners, from June 2003 to the end of 2004, I've been growing my very successful Angel Healing House Reiki practice when I received a phone call inquiry as to when I was going to teach my next Reiki class. I was surprised, and I was very embarrassed, and I said, oh, you don't mean me. I don't teach Reiki. You want my master teacher, who lives an hour and a half south. Hold on, I'll get you her number. Well, hanging up from that phone call, I thought, And I thought, fancy that. Them thinking that I'm a Reiki teacher. I'm nowhere on my website, on my brochures, on anything. At that stage, did it say that I taught Reiki? It said that I was a master teacher, but it didn't say that I taught. Well, 15 minutes later, the phone rang again, and a completely different person this time said, hello, I found your brochure on Reiki, and I wanted some information on studying Reiki with you. Suddenly, shivers went up and down my arms and legs. And again I said, you don't mean me. I don't teach Reiki. Hold on. I will get you my master teacher's number. Listeners, I received another 3 phone calls in a row from different people that same afternoon who wanted to study Reiki with me. The universe was telling me that although I didn't think that I was ready to teach, it was sending me very clear signs and messages that I was the Reiki Master Teacher and that I was more than ready to teach. By following these signs, I stepped forward assuredly. I took inspired action and I began teaching my students. Word soon spread about my amazing and transformative Reiki teaching. Each month, I then held a support day for my Reiki students, and it was at this Reiki Share meeting that my students asked me if I knew of any nice meditation groups that they could attend. Well, this was very synchronistic that they should ask me this question, as I also wanted to join a meditation group. And I took it upon myself to go out and find a wonderful group that myself and my students could attend. Well, after several weeks of searching, I was quite disappointed and downhearted as to what I found. Either the meditation group that I went to were quite expensive. Some were charging upwards of $20-$25, and for this, you got to be staged with a sage stick as you walked in. You got to sit in an energy of complete group silence. And then for about 15, 20 minutes, the presenter read meditation passages out of a book to you. And then there were other meditation nights that were presented by what seemed to me self-important gurus and shamans that were told and that told their audience why they were so spiritually superior to others, and that their way of meditating was the only way to meditate. It was the right way, and not to fall into the trap of meditating any other way but theirs or the wrong way. Well, after a surveillance of the meditation groups that I went to, none of the groups that I investigated seemed to be overly supportive, accepting, loving, fun, kind, and tolerant. Rather frustrated, I thought to myself, well, if I cannot find a meditation group that has all of these things, I will start my own meditation group. And suddenly, a shower of shivers and excited feelings told me to take inspired action. Now, listeners, I must say at this stage that humans learn best in contrast. We often know so much clearer what we want when we don't get what we want, or when we're presented with something that is the complete opposite of what we want. So I was presented with the signs and the signals that these groups were not those things which I was seeking. They were not supportive and loving, fun and kind and tolerant. And this was my signal to start my own group. And like I said, when that came to my intuition to start my own group, that sudden shower of shivers and exciting feelings told me, yes, go ahead, step ahead, and take inspired action and start your own meditation group. So I started off my monthly meditation night with 8 of my Reiki students, and I decided that I would follow an outline for the evening. I started off with a channeled message about where we all were as a collective consciousness in our ascension process and what we could expect, the physical symptoms, the emotional symptoms, and in many aspects, the spiritual roller coaster ride that many of us felt during those ascension process years, especially between 2003 and 2012. Next, after that bit of channeling I did, I channeled a 30-minute meditation, taking everyone on a guided angel journey to either release their burdens, connect them with their multidimensional selves, or perhaps open up to receiving magic, which was their divine, eternal inheritance. Now, with the huge amount of angelic energies in my home, the feelings during the meditation nights were electric, and people were moved to tears of joy and elation as their hearts opened and overflowed with love. Afterwards, I served a supper. I always baked cupcakes for the evening, and people could stay as long as they wished and network and to socialize. And a lot of them stayed and talked until 12 or 1 in the morning. All this for the grand price of $5 per person. You know, my students loved these evenings so much that they asked if they could bring family and friends to the next one. And within a short amount of time, I had a core group of 15 people arriving every month on my doorstep for these meditation nights. It was one of my students' friends that came along who was so impressed with my speaking ability. And after the meditation, she told me that her business invited a motivational speaker every month for her business and that she would like to book me to be a guest speaker. Now, this lovely lady then went on to recommend me to others for speaking engagements. And by taking inspired action to do the meditation night, this opened up another avenue for me to become known through what I do and my services as far as being a motivational, inspirational speaker started to open up from there. Now, as the meditation night went on, another person that was invited to come along to the meditation night told me, he gave me a copy of his magazine. He published a spiritual magazine called the White Light Magazine. And he asked me if I could write a series of 3 articles and get free publicity. Well, attached to each monthly article, I decided to schedule a different workshop and to promote my meditation night. Listeners, it was from these widespread articles that the numbers of the people attending my meditation night doubled. And with the added that finding out about me from the meditation night, from being an inspirational speaker, and also from this publication that went out, people started constantly booking for Reiki sessions and angel readings. I had between 25 and 30 people every month attending my joyous, loving, passionate, and fun meditation nights. Now, some examples of the fun were that I used to find out when people's birthdays were, and I put candles in the cupcakes, and we all sang happy birthday to those people. On the 4th of July, of course, I put sparklers in the cupcakes. And like I said, on Halloween, I put candy corn in the top of the cupcakes, and of course, they were red and green cupcakes decorated with snowflakes for Christmas at Christmas time. Now, more good fortune shined on me when a client of mine returned from the States and brought me the brand new movie, never seen before in Australia, as it was first released in the States. Now, and this client, who gave me one of the first copies of The Secret, came from one of the people who had attended my meditation night, and she was invited to come along. She became my client. And then there I was with one of the first copies in Australia of the movie The Secret. Because although The Secret was made by and produced and written by Rhonda Byrne, who is an Australian, it was decided first to launch it in Australia. In America. So, armed with this copy of The Secret, who nobody had seen before, I showed it after my meditation night, along with 3 bags of homemade popcorn, And I showed it for a good 6 weeks straight. Every time I showed it, I had upwards of 40 people crammed into my lounge room watching this groundbreaking movie, and many people came back for a second and a third time to watch it. So people loved these evenings so much that they insisted that once a month was not long enough, and then I decided to hold them twice a month. By taking inspired action, each step opened up new possibilities to help me grow, and I created a community of light through Angel Healing House on the Sunshine Coast in Queensland, Australia, which became a beacon for others to awaken to their divine eternal natures. And my inspired action did not take leave then, as a year and a half ago, hearing the voice of God and the angels over the years telling me to do radio, but not radio, I finally figured out that was for me to start to host my own internet radio program, Angel Healing House Radio, and my reach to people burst forth on a global, international level for people to find me since I've done that. Before we speak more about taking inspired action, let's go to the phone line and take the first caller. 678, you're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello.
Hey, Candy.
Oh, hello, Cyril. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I am very well. How have you felt? I know we spoke last week about the effect that these eclipses are having on us, and you'd mentioned at that time that you were very tired and that you wanted to go on vacation and that you wanted to leave the earth plane. Any differences in the way you feel this week?
Well, the energies have also been fluctuating up and down.
Yeah.
But I've been feeling like I still feel like I need some vacation, 6 months down vacation on an island by myself.
Yeah. We certainly do feel like we've been through the ringer, When you say vacation time, the Posse of Angels are showing me like a tropical paradise, you know, where we can, you know, they're showing me Cyril lying on a hammock with a nice cool drink next to himself, with a little umbrella in it, you know, just swaying under those palm trees, turquoise water, blue water, and you know, just on a tropical island just by himself, and that's the way we feel. We feel that is your picture and what they're showing me of heaven on earth for you. And certainly with these eclipses helping us to leave all of our so-called problems or worries or stresses and everything behind us, we are embarking, many of us, are embarking on starting to live a life which is more representative of that heaven on earth for us. I'm not saying that all of us are going to be lying in a hammock on a tropical island, but our world, our reality, will start to be more representative of that heaven on earth.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I've been calling on to my angels.
You've been speaking to your angels about this.
Yeah, I've been calling on them, asking them to come and help me, because I know we are in a free will kingdom and we have to ask if we need any help from them.
Yeah.
So I've been calling on them, asking them to come and help me with or show me the way or take away that feeling, because, you know, the feeling of exiting this particular planet. I don't know if my mission has been done or not, but If I'm still here, well, then it means that my mission is not done.
Well, the thing is that it's not so much, you know, being on this planet, because everyone is a multidimensional being, and each one of us has a different reality. Your reality, Cyril, is very different from mine, different from, we each have an individual reality, and it's really formed, as you know, by our thoughts, the words we speak, and the feelings in our heart. And the more we can keep projecting ourselves, you know, and thanking God and the angels for the heaven on earth that we're living, then it starts to become representative of that. You know, there are many people that have seen themselves on that beach, in that warmer climate, and they've brought to themselves opportunities and connections to actually move to a place like maybe perhaps Hawaii, or Australia, or around the Great Barrier Reef, around that area. So it depends. It depends what your thoughts and what your words and what your feelings in your heart are to what reality you're going to start to paint for yourself. You know, the portrait of your life will change dramatically. And so, and the angels will start to then show you the signs and the signals as to how you can step forward, how you can take that inspired action and step forward. Then how you can help be the co-creator for that heaven on earth. So, so you know, maybe it's time to write a new decree, you know, that says thank you for, and then whatever it is that you want to manifest into your reality, because we have become very good at manifesting things to ourselves. You know, be careful what you say. And I say, out of the three, the strongest one, I do believe, is the spoken word. Yes, we can have our thoughts. And yes, thoughts are things like when you think of somebody and then the phone rings and there they are. Or when you're walking along the road and you think, you know, walking along the sidewalk and you're thinking about somebody and they turn a corner and there they are. But I think out of the feelings in our heart and our thoughts and our words, I really do think the strongest ones to help us manifest is the spoken word. So maybe it's time to write out a decree and to say, you know, thank you for, and whatever work you want to do, whatever relationships you want, wherever you see yourself, in whatever location, and then speak it. Then read it out every day, and then visualize yourself where you are already there. And then that must become your reality. A lot of people get caught up with saying, well, it didn't work, you know, it didn't work. And I say, well, how, you know, why do you say it didn't work? Well, you know, because, you know, I waited a week and it didn't work. Again, we have to let go of the how and the when of things happening, because that's not our providence. That's the providence of God and the angels. So so maybe during this time of, and I know what you mean about the eclipses. It's funny with the solar eclipse of May 9 and 10. Well, first of all, going back to April 25th, April 25th, lunar full moon is eclipse. Shut the door on so much of what we couldn't do anymore. But then after that, there was like a quiet void, like, hello, is anybody out there? And, you know, we felt very, very alone and detached. And May 9 and 10, the solar eclipse shines a light on how we can move forward. And myself and a lot of people started bringing and opening up opportunities and connections to ourselves But suddenly in this past week, it's changed. It's shifted like it's gone quiet again. And it's like we're waiting for the next shoe to drop. It's like we're waiting for the next surge forward. And I think it's gone quiet again because of the May 25th lunar eclipse that's coming up. It's a very, very powerful to give us a shift yet again to get us ready for what's coming in June for us. So during this quiet time, Cyril, I would even suggest that you start to write out that decree that says, thank you for whatever it is that you is your idea of heaven on earth. And then when you speak it out every day, then you can visualize yourself as if you're already there. How does that sound?
Well, that sounds workable.
Good. And you know what? Then you don't feel as helpless, and then you don't feel as disheartened, like you wanna jump ship off the planet. So I hope that's been helpful to you.
Yes, it has.
Good. Well, continue to listen, and lots of love to you, Cyril. And thank you so much for listening in and always being there.
Thank you so much for the advice that you give.
Okay, take care, and we'll be speaking soon. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Next caller on the line with Angel Healing House, 347, you're on the line. Who am I speaking with?
Candy, hi, it's Helena. How you doing? I always seem to call when Cyril calls.
Yes, you're maybe you're two kindred spirits. Who knows? Nice to hear your voice again. How are you doing?
I'm pretty good. Pretty good. I was just wondering maybe if there were any messages for me, anything I should know right now.
Okay, let's. They're saying I'm hearing the word "go general." Go general with Helena.
Mm-hmm.
While I'm shuffling the cards, I'll just ask you if. How are you dealing with these eclipse energies?
In, out, up, down, definitely feel like I am in the shift. Things are changing. I have to check my emotions, check where I'm coming from, and try to just say, I surrender and guide me.
Yeah, exactly. One thing that's going to help, I'm just getting really big shocks on this. One thing that's going to help enormously, and they're poking me in the ribs because this is more for me than anybody else, they're saying get out in nature. What's going to help us immensely? Go and roll around in the grass. Go and hug a tree. Go and talk to the flowers. Go and talk to the fairies. They're saying to really balance our energy. It's paramount that we go out in nature.
You know, I had a trip scheduled, but I was waiting for sponsorship, and it didn't come through. And it was to South Dakota, and I would have been able to sleep outdoors. But I don't think it's going to happen because I was supposed to leave today. But there's nature around here, too. It's just,
yeah. Well, you know what? I'm also hearing that trip to South Dakota was canceled for your highest good. For whatever reason, you don't have to know the reason. But I heard if only she knew why that was canceled, she would be able to see that it was definitely for her highest good. So actually, bless it. Say thank you very much. And you know what is divinely mine will always be mine. And you know I don't have to feel like I'm missing out or. You know, feel like, you know, I'm put upon because I didn't get to go. So
yeah.
Pull a card. Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. Let's cut the cards and just go general and see what the messages of the lovely Helena. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
The first one is the Eight of Pentacles comes out. And that's being remarkable card. Just keep doing what you're doing. They are saying...
Great.
Also, this person is, in my deck is out in nature. He's got the hummingbirds flying around his head. and he's got a pen at his feet, and he's just tinkering, and he's so focused on who he is and just being his divine self, and connecting with nature. They're saying that you know, everything is falling into place, but it's difficult for us to see it when our expectations, and I spoke about this actually last on Leslie's radio program, it's our expectations of our linear mind that keep telling us that things are not working out fast enough or they're not working out in the right way. The next one is the Page of Wands. And this is the first thing when I turn this over, they're saying, soon, Helena, soon.
Oh, good.
Now, they don't know time, so, you know, what's soon to them? They live in zero-point energy. But they're also saying that you will notice more towards the end of May going into June that there will be more opportunities for you to step out and for you to embrace connections, for you to be able to bring forth your gifts. They're saying that that's coming. They're showing me like a line of an ocean. They're saying it's right on the horizon, so you can see it, but it's not quite there as yet. I love it. You got two eights, and the eights
I got what?
Are. You got the number eight, two eights.
Uh-huh.
The last one that came in is the Eight of Swords with the blindfolded lady, and this is all about trusting the universe.
That's not a bad one? It's not a bad card?
No, there are no bad cards. I never say there are any bad cards. I mean, even something like
the
Tower card and the Hangman, they're wonderful. Because sometimes we need to be held back because we can't see the full picture. And the Tower card, sometimes we need everything to break down. The great thing about the Tower card, sweetie, is that when the Tower breaks everything down, we immediately see the new come in. I mean, immediately. We're not suspended like the Hangman. We can see the writing on the wall, and we know how to step forward immediately. So that's one good thing. But this Eight of Swords is saying it's the trust card. It's the trust yourself and trust that everything will work out for your highest good.
Okay, because she is blindfolded and she is tied up.
But the funny thing about this, in the Rider-Waite death is she can get herself out of there anytime she wants. Her feet are not tied up. She doesn't have to be around those doors. And and in some decks, I've even seen her hands behind her back, but her hands aren't tied.
Yeah. Oh,
so
really?
So it's as if she has ropes around her, and she's put her own blindfold on, and she never has ropes around her ankles, so she can get herself out of any situation by having faith and hope and trust, not only in herself as that co-creator God, but that everything, God and the angels, are always, always working for the fulfillment of your prayers, and that everything will work out in divine timing. So it's a very powerful card. It's reaffirming how powerful you are, and that to have trust.
They're also
saying that you haven't been given all the puzzle pieces yet, and after this next lunar eclipse, we're going to be seeing more of the puzzle start to emerge for us.
I hope
that's been helpful for you.
It has.
All right. Well, go out there, and like that first card shows, go out in nature, you know, have fun and frolic with the fairies in this beautiful spring of ours. Just know that the angels and God are always working for your highest good, and they're working on it. They're working on the fulfillment of your desires.
Oh, I'm praying like crazy. You should say candles, the whole works.
Okay, Helena, thank you
much
for your call. Take care.
Thanks. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Thank you so much to those phone callers. Now, before your phone calls, we were speaking about taking that inspired action. And it's called inspired action because it's our intuition that gives us an undeniable inspiration that makes us want to take action. And while many people hear their intuition, the majority of people do not listen to it. And probably the most important thing, if they do hear their intuition, is that they do not take immediate inspired action. It's the taking action and surfing that powerful wave of inspired excitement that will keep signaling our higher self that we are open to co-create with God and the angels to fulfill our desires. In the case of people calling me and asking me to teach them Reiki when I've not officially declared myself to be a teacher, I would have doubted God's signs of faith that I was ready to teach and would have missed out on a whole string of incredible events, which all stem from me taking inspired action. Now, the Posse of Angels is reminding us that what could stop us from taking inspired action is many stop themselves from listening to their intuition because they're afraid that they'll make a mistake. Well, the Posse of Angels is saying that there are no mistakes. There's only what you desire, and there only ever has been what you desire. People often do not take inspired action because they're waiting for external sources, like family and friends and groups and organizations, to tell them what is right and what they should do. There is that word again, should. There is no should, and there certainly is no have to. So, and thirdly, and finally, the Posse of Angels want to remind us that because we can't see the whole picture as to how things will ultimately all work out, remember we don't have to see the whole staircase in order to take that first step forward. We as humans are very much on a need-to-know basis, and when we do take a step forward with inspired action, very often the next step then will be revealed to us. The Posse of Angels is saying that this faith in action will be rewarded with more signs for more steps to be shown to us. And the Posse of Angels is reminding us that in order to take inspired action, one must love oneself enough to honor the journey to fulfill their desire. Let me just go to the phone very quickly. 229, hello, you're on the line with Angel Healing House.
Hello.
Hello, what's
Hello.
Your name?
Justin.
Justin, I do not have time to take your phone call now, but I will call you after the show in about 2 minutes' time. Will you be available then?
Sure.
Okay, I will call you back then, maybe about five minutes of the show. So I'll speak to you then.
Okay, well, thank you very
Bye-bye.
Much.
You're welcome. Bye. So just to finish off, and with each inspired action we take in life, it invariably will open up new areas of growth and show us new directions and new ways for us to flourish. And that wraps up the show for today. Thank you to all of my calls and listeners for tuning into the program. Thank you for listening to this archive show on either the Blog Talk Radio site or on iTunes for free. Don't forget that Angel Healing House Radio airs every week on Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. If you would like to receive my uplifting, enlightening newsletter, Angel Healing House, please send me your request and your email to candy@angelhealinghouse.com. And Candy is C-A-N-D-Y at A-N-G-E-L-H-E-A-L-I-N-G, house, H-O-U-S-E, .com. Angel Healing House is all one word. And until next time, allow your radiant light to shine and go forth and fashion an extraordinary, beautiful life for yourself. I look forward to speaking with you next week. Bye-bye.